We're learning Yechavadat. We are in Chelek Aleph Siman Gimel, which is a rather short Siman. It should be Lilu Nishmat of Ravadia Yosef Ben Yaakov. This tshuva is a little more mundane, straightforward. On the Shabbat before Pesach, we traditionally call it Shabbat HaGadol. What is the Haftarah for Shabbat HaGadol? So, I don't know, you look in the Chumash, in the bag, it says Haftarah Shabbat HaGadol. Is that the Haftarah for every Shabbat HaGadol, or perhaps, very unique, is it only when Erev Pesach Chal B'Shabbat? Meaning, when Erev Pesach is Shabbat, Motzei Shabbat is Pesach, and so maybe, perhaps, is Haftarah unique for that date? So, whoever heard of such a thing? We never have a Haftarah that, you know, do it on this Shabbat, but only if it comes out on this day of the week. What exactly is going on? So you have to realize, first of all, Shabbat HaGadol is a little bit strange. So normally when we change the Haftarah instead of what we have for the Parashah, we change it based on the Chag or the Maftir. Sometimes we take out a second Sefer Torah, like on Yom Tov, we read a second Parashah, something about the Chag. Even on Chanukah we read something. And then the Haftarah is about that Chag. That's not the only case, though. We know the three haftarot before Tisha B'Av and the seven thereafter have nothing to do with the parasha. There's only one Sefer Torah taken out, and before Tisha B'Av we read about the Chorban, and afterwards we read about the Nechama. Okay, fine, I understand that. It has to do with the time period. The Gemara even quotes an idea that when you have a Shabbat Chatan, there's a special haftarah. So Sasis B'Hashem. It has to do with Simchat Chatan, Kala, Geula. I get it. Shabbat HaGadol is about what? It's a Shabbat before Pesach. Why? So the Torah already goes, why is it called Shabbat HaGadol, not Shabbat HaGadola? Because Shabbat HaNes HaGadol, it was the 10th, back in the day, the year 2448, let me try. It was the Shabbat in which they tied the sheep to the bedpost. 5 days later was Pesach, 4 days later was the 14th, they did Shechita, they brought the sheep to the bed, they tied it, and everything was fine. There was a big nace because the Egyptians worshipped the sheep, it was a tremendous nace, and because it happened on Shabbat, we assign that as Shabbat HaGadol. So, the first source for this idea that we read this, after we have a special Haftarah, is Rashi has a sefer called Pardes HaGadol. He's like, yeah, Shabbat HaGadol, Shabbat before Pesach, read Ve'arva. However, there's the opinion of the Be'eritiv. The Be'eritiv says, no, you only read it when Shabbat before Pesach is Erev Pesach. Only in that unique case. That's a wild case. It happens very infrequently. I think it's happening in the next 2 years or so. Doesn't happen so often. Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbat. You have Chametz in the morning and Masani. It's a big mess. How do you deal with that? That's actually at the end of the Sefer. He has Tshuvot on that. So why would you think that? Where would you come up with such a thing? So when you look at the Haftarah itself, what does this Haftarah have to do with anything? We're having to do with Shabbat HaGadol. You read Haftarah, it should be in the future, the Korbanot will be Arev to Hashem, he will thank them, he will like them. And then the whole Haftarah, if you look at it, it's the last chapter in Sefer Malachi. It's the very last Nevuah in Nevi'im. It's the mamash, the end. And Hashem says, V'karavti alechem lamishpat. Hashem is there, he says, why don't you trust me? I'm here, I'll take care of things. Why, you should worry, don't worry, I'm here, you should do good things, I'm here, I'm checking out, the very end we know, I'm going to send you Eliyahu Navi, don't worry. That's the very last Nevuah we have as a Nevuah. After that we move to Ketuvim. So they say, you see, that's why it's called Shabbat HaGadol. Lifnei bo yom Hashem, HaGadol v'anora. But Yom Hashem HaGadol v'anora, if you read in the beginning of Sefer Yeshayahu, Yom Hashem is not a happy place. Yom Hashem is not a happy time. It's Yom Adin. So why would we, it's strange. Why would you do that? But okay, so first of all, what does this Haftarah have to do with Pesach? At all? With Shabbat HaGadol? I understand. So many say, no, it doesn't. It's the last of the Nevuot. It's right, it's the very last Nevuah before there's no Nevuah. It's the last thing we have. We're about to go into Pesach, Chag HaGeulah. This is the last Nevuah we have. It's the inspiration, Eliyahu HaNavi. Fine. Okay. What does that do with why would the Be'eritiv say about Erev Pesach? So it's based on one line. One line, it says in here, It says, "What? Limimei avotechem sarte mechukai v'lo shmartem shuvu elai v'asuv aleichem." He says, "This is not new that you don't follow me. Your ancestors didn't follow me. Do tshuva, I'll return to you." V'amartem b'mena shuv. So you say, "Okay, new." They ask, "So what do we do?" Ha'ikaba adam Elohim ki atem kovim oti v'amartem b'mikva anucha ha'maser v'atruma. Like, you're stealing from me, Hashem says. Like, what are you stealing from you? How are you stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Maser and Truma. They're not giving Maserot. So he says, you're doing this a lot. Hashem says, test me. You're nervous if you give Maser and Truma. You have to give gifts to the Kohen, to Levi, you're not going to have enough for you. Don't worry. Bring it all. See what happens. See what happens. V'arikoti lachem bracha ad blidai. I will give you enough bracha ad shivu siptotachem minomardai. You'll have so much, you won't even know how to say enough. It's a test. What does it do with anything? There's something called piur maasrot. Meaning, every year you have to give maaser. Every year you have to give to the Levi, depending on what year it is, maaser sheni. Maaser sheni can't have in the house. You have to eat in Yerushalayim. Every 3 years, you have to, at the end of every three-year cycle, you have to get rid of all the masrot in your house. It's called biur masrot. You have to get rid of all of them. Whatever you didn't give, you did give. You got to get rid of all of them, called biur masrot. Okay? So this Be'er Hetev says, you know when Zman biur masrot is around Pesach. It's right before Pesach. So the Be'er Hetev says, oh, you know when it is. It's Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, Rashi and Chumash, right, on Torah. Erev Pesach, Zman biur masrot. And therefore, the Be'er Hetev says, you see, this pasuk, if you would call a ma'asar al Beit Hashem, when do you bring the ma'asar al Beit Hashem? Your ma'asrot, which is Erev Pesach. So that's why this haftarah is only when it's Shabbat HaGadol, and it's also Erev Pesach. So Rav Adi points out, he says, well, actually, we had this discussion when it happened this year. It's a machloket girsaot. When do you actually have to do your ma'asrot? Because in the pasukim it says around Pesach time. So Rashi and the Be'er Hetev writes, Erev Pesach, before Pesach begins. There's based on a Sifrei, on Midrash Haggadah, the Rambam writes, no, it's not Erev Pesach, it's Erev Yom Tov Acharon Shel Pesach, Erev Shvi Shel Pesach. The Shulchan Aruch actually quotes the Rambam. I was unaware of that. So he says, based on that, so then it doesn't make any sense. So why would you then, he says, okay, so there's this one idea, maybe you should do the Haftarah on only Erev Pesach when it comes out on Shabbat. Okay, so what's the Minhag? What's the minhag? Rav Adi wants to know, what's the minhag in Eretz Yisrael? He finds that the minhag in Eretz Yisrael in Yerushalayim, that is really represents generally the Masoret HaSfaradim. So what's the minhag in Yerushalayim? So yeah, some people say every Shabbat HaGadol they read the Arba, and some said no, in Yerushalayim they only did it on Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbat. So he says, look, Me'achar Shevein Arosh Shein Minhag Kavu Avaseh, there's no minhag. We don't know what to do. So, okay. It's probably better to follow Rashi. Rashi, do it every year, whenever, every Shabbat HaGadol, we should do it. It also encourages, I mean, Bechlal, I think, as a general idea, it gets us excited every Erev Pesach to think about the Geula right before. You know, when you're preparing for Pesach, the Geula is sometimes the farthest thing from your mind. The Shabbat HaGadol, you're sort of in the midst of Pesach preparations, ending the Haftarah with Inyanu Chisholech Lehem et Eliyah Navi, sort of gives you a little bit of a push, a little bit of inspiration to recognize that this is all positive, this is heading in the right direction, and he writes that that's the preferable to do, and he ends with, and Hashem should grant us that, he likes to end his tshuvot like this, when it's a tshuva about a topic that has a positive spin, V'Hashem Yeirenein, when you should be, Sholech Lanot Eliyahu Navi, B'Merav Yameinu, Amen. Adkan.